There's a lot of historical context in this reading here, and unfortunately I can't go through it all, but I just want to focus on John the Baptist. Now, John the Baptist is believed to be an Essene. The Essenes were, if you remember, the Dead Sea Scrolls that were found less than 100 years ago, and people were saying it took them many years actually to go through these Dead Sea Scrolls. These scrolls were found right outside the Essene community, probably like a stone's throw away. And the Essenes were a very, 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 very strict group within a sect within Judaism. They were far more strict than any of our strictest holy orders. And in fact, they did not believe that the sacrifice in the temple going on at that time was not valid at all. See, the Pharisees encouraged this. You got to have the sacrifice, the purifying rites, and all that. To an Essene, not valid, because you have to have a valid sacrifice. See, if you look at it strictly speaking, to have a valid sacrifice, you needed to sacrifice the lamb, but the lamb was always at the temple. Why at the temple? See, they didn't do sacrifices at the synagogue. The synagogue was for the breaking open of the word. The sacred scrolls would be read. Well, and the temple was supposed to be the Ark of the Covenant. Well, they didn't have the Ark of the Covenant because that was lost during the Babylonian exile. So there's no Ark of the Covenant. See, the Ark of the Covenant held the Word of God in stone. That was the Ten Commandments. That was God's ways, and God was with them. Now, why is it they consider that? Well, you remember in the Exodus event where they're fleeing Egypt, they followed this cloud, this pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. That same pillar of cloud came over Mount Sinai when Moses came down with the Ten Commandments. That was what they call the Shekinah glory of God. That also was the same glory, that Shekinah glory cloud that was there on Mount Tabor when Jesus was transfigured. So it's the presence of God. God's very is present. If you remember in the Old Testament, wherever the Ark of the Covenant, this Shekinah glory of God followed. And this presence of God followed wherever this Ark of the Covenant was. And so you always did your sacrifice before the very presence of God. And if God isn't present, it doesn't do any good. Therefore, the Essenes would say, no way, this thing, this sacrifice is no good. But the Pharisees are like, well, better than nothing. Perhaps maybe God would forgive us. So that's the Pharisees. But of course, now the Pharisees are offering the sacrifice, and like many of us Catholics, we come here every week and we say, well, I'm saved. I keep on going to church every week at Mass. It's no problem. Of course I'm saved, right? And then and John the Baptist is like, uh-uh, you brood of vipers, no way. If you don't have a heart after God, forget it. This is a baptism of repentance. You're supposed to actually repent from your heart, not just the show, right? So that's what he's kind of coming from. You can kind of see now where, like, the Essenes, like, you know, how do we know John the Baptist was an Essene? First of all, from ancient time, what we believed, he was baptizing close to that Essene place, which is right by the Dead Sea, where the mouth of the Dead Sea meets the Jordan River, runs into the Dead Sea. So they're really close by there. And so and John the Baptist was baptizing and believed to be baptizing there. The Israeli government, I believe, just opened that up for people to come and visit to that area. And so not only that, but John the Baptist wears camel's hair, leather belt around his waist, food was locusts and wild honey. These things are reminiscent of a person who left the Essene group, but he's still in the good graces of the Essene group. He's still of that mindset because he's doing this as a penance. So we don't know what happened there, if he got kicked out of the Essenes or if maybe they weren't strict enough. I don't know. Who knows? But he left the Essene group, but he's of the same mind. He's of the same mind there. But the important thing is to understand from the perspective of the Essenes, there is no hope for salvation at that time. You see, they cannot offer atonement. They cannot offer a sacrifice to be right with God. The purifying rites don't work. So now that sets up the time for when Jesus comes. There is no hope. There is no way to make atonement for our sins. The utter dire need for God that humanity has, the Essenes know this because they know the law. Sometimes we go on and we say, well, again, I do my mass, I do nice things. But no, we need God. We need his help. We couldn't do it without him. So as Christians, we have the good news that Jesus did not leave us orphans. The Essenes were waiting for another prophet, for the God to come to tell them what to do. What can we do? Well, Jesus did that thing for us. He died on the cross. He offered the sacrifice. And so by Jesus coming, that should be a good reflection for us that Advent season. We need Jesus. And without him, there is absolutely no salvation. There is absolutely no help. There would be no purifying rites. What is our purifying rites today? Confession. That's our purifying rite, to purify our souls. And that sacrifice, that once and for all sacrifice, comes present to us every week in the Eucharist. Do we appreciate what God has given us in that sacrifice? To know that he has paid the price once and for all. That through the power of that sacrifice, the purifying rites can happen. The purifying rites can make us whole. And so today we prepare for the Lord. We pray for our King coming, that knowing that he is our only hope, and we give our love to him, that we would not be the brood of vipers, but be his followers. And thank God that Jesus Christ came. He came to us, came as a human being, walked on this earth, and thought so much of us to be willing to suffer and die for us. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. This is the good news of Christmas. This is the good news in what we celebrate this Christmas. And so let us rejoice and let us continue to rejoice in this sacrifice, the sacrifice won for us from that little child.